This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There has been more violence in the Gaza Strip. Yesterday, Palestinian militants hid more than a ton of explosives in a secret tunnel and blew up an Israeli military base at the Gaza-Egypt crossing. 4 Israeli soldiers were killed and at least 10 were wounded. Israel retaliated, killing 4 Palestinians.
That violence comes amid preparations for Palestinian elections. And yesterday, one of the most prominent Palestinian leaders decided for the second time not to run. From an Israeli prison cell, Marwan Barghouti has reportedly been in, then out, then in, and now back out of the race. His election would have put Israel in a difficult position, but he has now thrown his support to a mainstream candidate. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that there have been increasingly positive signs in the Middle East over the last few weeks.
The signs began to appear after Yasser Arafat's funeral and kept building. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak called Ariel Sharon the one who could deliver peace and then agreed to a prisoner swap. Commentators in both countries began speculating when Cairo would return its ambassador to Israel. Palestinian leaders began to rebuild ties with their Arab neighbors as Palestinian voters prepared for their first presidential elections in 9 years. Suddenly, a surprising number of Israelis and Palestinians are wondering if it's okay to be an optimist again. Alouf Ben, diplomatic correspondent for the Haaretz newspaper, says fine as long as they realize that all the heavy lifting remains undone.
So far, what we've seen is just gestures. We're still far from actual negotiations. Judged by past experience, these stages are far more complicated than the gestures.
The European Union and Arab leaders, for example, are pressing for a return to the roadmap, the three-phase plan laid out by President Bush in 2002 for establishing 2 states in the area that now includes Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza Strip. Under Phase 1, the Palestinian Authority was supposed to begin, quote, sustained, targeted, and effective operations against all those engaged in terror. Uri Dromi with the Israel Democracy Institute says while the long-term outlook for the Palestinians is substantially brighter in the post-Arafat era, he doesn't think the next leadership will be able to deliver more than a hudna or temporary ceasefire.
What Israelis want, that whoever wins, cracks down on the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, it's not going to happen. We're going to see a lot of moves, gestures, hudna, and I don't want to sound patronizing. I don't want to say the Palestinians are not developed enough or this or that. All I'm saying is that the two peoples need a break.
Dromi says his is the voice of the disillusioned Israeli peace camp, disappointed by the Oslo process and wary of short-term fixes. It's a common view among those traditionally most eager to negotiate with Palestinian moderates. But negotiation is a two-way street, and under the roadmap the Israelis were supposed to cease measures such as the demolition of Palestinian homes, either to facilitate Israeli construction or as retribution for Palestinian violence. Diana Butu with the PLO Negotiations Department says not only has Israel failed to meet those obligations, it has never accepted the full roadmap, maintaining 14 critical reservations.
Reservations which go to the very heart of the roadmap. Everything from saying that the roadmap has to be carried out first by the Palestinians and then before it will take any action, to major issues on permanent status issues such as settlements. So while we have this document on the table and people are saying all these nice things about it, on the ground, things are not at all changing.
For the moment, Ariel Sharon is gambling his governing coalition on the bet that he can convince his countrymen and women to give up Jewish settlements in Gaza and a few in the northern West Bank, perhaps in coordination with the Palestinians, perhaps not. Such a disengagement would be a dramatic change to the political landscape. But Jibril Rajoub, the late Yasser Arafat's security advisor, says it won't change the Palestinian bottom line, that all things are possible, but only if Israel withdraws its occupation.
If the occupation continues, the resistance will continue. The Israelis can wait forever, but they will never see a white flag from the Palestinian side.
Rajoub also says Palestinian leaders will work overtime to convince their people that peaceful debate is the only way to a secure future. But such hopeful seeds are sprouting in ground still strewn with political landmines. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.